Praise the Lord and welcome to Rest for a Weary Soul, Moments of Inspiration. I'm Pastor Michelle Robertson of Rehoboth Apostolic Ministries. We all experience times of weariness. However, God has so beautifully given His Word, which provides rest and renewal to our hearts and minds. May the following inspirational moments serve as a soothing, warm reminder that the Lord sees, hears, and cares enough to send rest for our souls. Today's devotional subject, What a Song! And the scripture references are 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 through 9, 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 7 through 12, and 1 Samuel 29, chapter 3 through 5. David, the giant slayer. Some happy women wrote a song about his victory. Saul had killed his thousands and David his 10,000. Yeah, I'm sure he anticipated signs of an extraordinary life. You know, being anointed by Samuel and called the future king. Oh, the contrary. That song got David in a lot of hot water. Who would have thought eradicating one of Israel's arch enemies would produce so much hardship? Come on now, would you think the results of fighting the number one warrior would send you scurrying for any safe place from the one who gave his approval for you to fight? Not a chance. That song introduced great difficulty to David. Upon listening to it, Saul determined it was only a matter of time before he would be replaced by the warrior. Driven by jealousy, Saul's attitude and actions turned hostile toward David and eventually became life-threatening. Interestingly enough, the women weren't the only ones who knew the tune Saul despised. The Philistines knew the song and the man associated with it. Consider 1 Samuel 21:11. Servants of Achish, king of Gath of the land of Philistines, reminded Achish, "You know David, the guy they wrote that song about," and it goes like this. David's ears perked up and he was once again on red alert. He was trying to hide, but that song, he took off running again. David had nothing to do with writing the song. God did. Although Saul hated David, he couldn't destroy him, nor could he shut up the women or the Philistines from talking, singing about the work God performed through David. So now we turn to you and your situation. Yes, your life is in a state of flux. Right now it might not look like it's for the better, but you know the Lord is on your side despite the enemy's attacks. There would have been no song if there was no initial victory. Sometimes we're trying to forget a song God allowed to be sung by others. And for the moment, it might look like it's drawing attention to you at a time when you are trying to hide. But the song God has them singing is true. You are victorious and you will continue to be so whether you're in hiding or not. Thank you for listening to Rest for a Weary Soul. Moments of Inspiration with Pastor Michelle Robertson. Be sure to visit our website at restforawearysoul.com for more information upon that.